I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it.
You got a cramp?
On my foot, I guess I was just curled like that.
Oh, that's the worst.
Curled foot. Hi guys, and welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. How's everyone's morning going? I hope it's been as good as ours has, because we, and when I say we, me and Chels, y'all know her. She's back better than ever, really. There's a lot that's happened since we've had Chels on the podcast, and she's going to fill you in with all that, but we're going to really emphasize the power of morning routines, setting yourself up to start your day feeling your best, and I guess working through things that might be holding you back from not being accountable to do the things that you know make you feel good, and how you can eliminate the things that aren't making you feel good and things that you don't want to be doing. Chels, welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone.
Thank you. It's good to be back. It's funny you say like a lot has happened since the last time I was on this podcast, and I was thinking what has happened, but a lot has, because I don't even think I'd finished my course at that point. It was a lot of like, this is what I'm going to do when I finish, or I think I just started my Instagram, did I?
When I shared that you were on, couldn't tag all in. You started the Instagram not long after.
I think you even just doing that podcast and like talking about it gave me a kick up the bum. And practice what you preach, girlfriend, and don't care what people think and do the things that you say you want to do. And making that Instagram was actually part of like, I made a list of the things that I wanted to do that I knew would make me feel good. Mm-hmm. And I think starting that Instagram was on there.
Before you started that Instagram, you were starting to share stuff on your personal page, like your morning walks and maybe the foods that you're eating. I was just like, girl, like this needs its own moment because I'm living for it. You need to share. And like you said, practice what you're preaching, but actually properly preach it.
And I think I was waiting to be qualified, and I was like, nah, I just gotta start it. And then, because I wasn't qualified when I made that, my first post was like, guys, I'm studying, and yeah, this I'm just gonna share like my habits, and hopefully it inspires other people to get out and do the things that they want to do, not necessarily what I'm doing, but like it might spark inspo for motivation, really.
And that's a great analogy. Like you thought that was going to hold you back because you weren't qualified. We're always waiting. We're always nurturing an excuse of why we can't do something. And we're waiting until this moment. And it's just like, why do you have to be qualified to start something? Mm. Like there's people out there who are less qualified than you doing more than you already. And why can't you take people on that journey with you?
Yeah.
I think it builds more trust and relatability because it's like, hey guys, I'm embarking on this journey. I haven't got to the finish line. Like no one starts when they're at the finish line.
No, this is also like kind of ties into what we're going to talk about today. But like, I think what was stopping me was I had that excuse. Mm-hmm. And it was an excuse because I was scared of what people would say, if it was going to be perfect or not. And if it was going to, you know, I just had this vision and I said this is what I want it to be, and I had a vision, but maybe I was embarrassed or scared that it wasn't going to be that just yet. And I was like, when I'm qualified, it will be that. But it was never that. It was just like, you've just got to start now, and you can't be it's not going to be perfect.
And how far have you come in the mindset shift of actually worrying about what people are thinking, doing, saying, placing judgment on that?
Yeah, like I've come so far. Like filming my first video was the most nerve-wracking thing. I was so embarrassed to be even seen with a tripod, and just like posting on Instagram was so like not embarrassed. Like there is a slight bit of embarrassment because everything you do for the first time, you're scared. And now I walk into the gym and I literally set up my camera. I don't care where it is. I'm getting the best angles, yeah. The best lighting, and
getting that booty sharp.
Yeah, legit. Like I have no shame, but that's come from like constantly showing up and doing it. Now I don't feel anything towards it. I actually feel like proud that I can do it.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a flex.
Such a flex.
Like,
and you're bloody killing it. Like I think this, the confidence I've watched grow in you since you've started that page, because it's, you've given yourself the safe space to share what you want to share.
Mm.
And I remember even you said at the start you were just going to keep it private. It's like, girl, the world needs to see this. And everyone needs to go and follow Chelsea's new Instagram.
Thank you.
What is it called?
It's called All In With Chelsea.
All In With Chelsea.
With my brand name becoming All In Fitness.
Yes.
But this is like the behind the scenes of how I'm like growing as a person into my own. Personal eventually, brand. Yeah, personal brand. Eventually I do want to like run my own personal training business, but at the moment I'm studying to be a PT. So group fitness qualified, and I work at a gym under a different name. And then, yeah, All In With Chelsea is just like what I do in my life.
Yeah, it's definitely a lifestyle page. Mm. And it's not all of the same thing every day. Like I think you keep it so fluid with like some days it's your workout, some day it's the food that you're making for the week, some days it's just on your walk, it might be a podcast you're listening to, inspirational quote, yoga flow.
It's more like I'm trying to promote a lifestyle rather than a program or a diet, or more like a holistic approach to fitness.
Yeah,
that it's not just you go to the gym and I can eat chicken and broccoli. Like,
yeah, girl, if that's what it was.
Yeah, you want to enjoy. It's a lifestyle. It's forever. So you want to enjoy it.
Healthy habits into a lifestyle that feels good and you enjoy waking up to do. Which is today's episode, pretty much.
Yeah.
One thing that Chelsea is already excelling at is being an accountability representative /
accountability coach.
And she's been that for me, because Chelsea came down a couple of weeks ago. It was the week she did a little collab with the Recover Gals. They're All In Pilates classes, which if you are local, you need to come to the next one, which is in November, isn't it?
I think we're planning, one in November, but yes, they're the best sessions. I have so much fun.
They are epic. We were talking that day about the things that we kind of wanted to start getting back into more. Just sort of said, like, let's have a week where we check in with each other to, like, see, have you done the thing you said you were going to do this week? Whether it was, like, we had our own personal goals and we weren't holding each other accountable for, like, have you gone to the gym 4 times this week? It's, have you just done the thing you said you wanted to do? And we checked in, was like every couple of days, and yeah, like we were both staying pretty consistent. And then the following week, Chelsea was sick and I hadn't heard from her, and I did nothing that whole week because I didn't have someone to motivate me or to even just inspire me with the fact that it's like, I just see what Chelsea's up to. I'm like, oh fuck, I should do that too. Or I should get out and do what I want to do, because sometimes it just, you need to see that to spark the inspiration. Mm. So from that, I was like, wow, I really have no willpower and I need an accountability coach.
Mm. And it's the hardest part is actually getting up to do it. Once you're doing it, it's easy. And then the afterwards is so, the feeling is so good.
Just getting from A to B. Oh,
no matter who you are, you could be the most motivated person on this earth. It's still hard to push through your thoughts in your head.
Sometimes you find that you want to try something new because it's like, I need a change. I want to change in my workout routine or my morning routine or hobby or whatever. And to find the people that are going to be your people to do that with, you might have to do it by yourself for the first time. And then you'll find this group or this group fitness class or this new studio, or for me, like it's this cold dip group. And it's like, sometimes you just got to do it the first time on your own, and then eventually the more you show up into these environments or put yourself out there for these environment, like for these things, you start to attract those people, which then I think about with this cold dip thing group I go to. There's this quite an older lady that goes, and she said, like, we have a rule, like, no one dips alone. So if she gets there and no one else rocks up, she just goes home.
Oh.
And I'm just like, she is my accountability. Like, she is there to do this for herself, and she won't do it unless someone else is there to make sure, like, we're all safe and doing it together. So I think just having little, like, is that just empathetic of me? I don't know, but that's a motivator for me.
Yeah.
And, like, same, I guess, now with for you, Chels, like, in being a group fitness instructor, people are waking up at 5 a.m. to go to their workout before work for the day. You have to not only be accountable to get up and be there, facilitate that class, but you have to show up feeling your best as well.
Mm.
And to, like we've been earlier talking about, being a representative of that lifestyle.
You need to present yourself in a way that's going to make people around you excited to be a part of what you're doing. Like, you don't want to rock up with bags under your eyes and messy hair and, like, whatever you could find in your cupboard, because then they're like, oh, I don't really want to, like,
well, I don't trust you.
Yeah, like, but if you wake up, if you're there looking presentable and, like, in a happy mood, they're like, oh, this is what we want. With how you say you'll find your people, a lot of the time you might not be surrounded by people, and you will have to do it by yourself. Even, like, and I'm not just saying, like, for the first couple of times, like, I've gone through my journey completely by myself, like, for years. Like, and I do remember times when I'm like, I'm really lonely. I wish I had, like, a friend that I could talk to about, like, the gym, or, like, a friend that gets up at the same time and we could do the same workouts. But, like, you can't rely on other people to go and do the things you want to do. Like, if you want to go for a walk but you only want to do it with friends, you can't rely on those people to be in the same mindset as you. And as you said, the more that you show up for yourself, I think I did post a quote about it. It was like, if you go chasing butterflies, they will fly away, but if you tend to make a beautiful garden, tend to it, the butterflies will come to you. So you could be grinding behind the scenes, you know, getting up and doing the things that you want to do, creating this lifestyle that's, like, really magnetic and just really positive, then people will pop up in your life that want to do that with you, because they're like, oh my god, I want what she's got. Like, I want to, like,
you become a magnet.
Yeah. And then people start to, they're like, oh, do you want to go for a walk, or do you want to go to the gym, oh, can we do this together, because they want a bit of what you've got. But it doesn't, like, happen overnight, and it will be lonely, because some people just aren't ready to be on those journeys yet. So, but those people will pop up in your life that you've got to, like, make that life for yourself first.
I think for us, we know what makes us feel good. And because we've practiced that and put ourselves in the position to try new things and to explore and not worry about, like, what anyone else is really doing. And a lot of people aren't sure what they want to do or what they like to do, and they're actually not really aware of the things that they don't like doing or don't feel good doing. So something that, like, we really encourage you to do is to sit down and have, whether it's a conversation with someone else, a conversation you have with yourself, or preferably a journaling session, and write down, like, what do I actually feel good after doing, and list out, you know, I feel good when I go for a walk, I feel good when I
go out for a coffee
with that particular person, or you know just think about your daily activities and the things that I go home feeling great from that, or that sets me up for a great day, or I can sleep well at night because I've just done that thing. Sorry guys if you noticed the audio changed, we have had a little technical difficulty, but what I was saying was, you have to be very honest with yourself when you're sitting down and you're writing out what makes you feel good, and in reverse, what do you leave feeling drained from, or feeling just like you couldn't be your full, comfortable, authentic self, and you makes you feel like shit, you don't like being around that particular person or family member, or maybe it's even when if it is to do with like your morning routine or an exercise or a gym you're going to, like, is it actually feeling good for you? Is it making you feel good in your body? Is it the people that you're surrounding yourself with? Do they have a positive, healthy mindset that you want to be exposed to? Like, it's all good and well to get up and go to the gym, but like, it's sometimes you don't realize that you might still be having a negative impact from doing that, depending on
100%.
The environment.
You want to figure out what makes you feel good, but then you don't want to like hyper fixate on it being a strict, like, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and oh, they do it, so I'm going to do it. Like, it took me a long time to figure out what I actually like, and I had to be really honest with myself. And, you know, it gets to a point now that I do a lot of things by myself, and yeah. I have a few people that I know we will do the, you know, we do the same things. I never feel worried that one person doesn't like it, but it does mean that sometimes you might know people for a really long time, but and you still love them and like are friends with them, but if you're not got the same interests and mindset, sometimes you do have to you know, take a step back and just focus on you. Sometimes you might go a bit MIA.
That's okay.
But yeah, that's okay. And then also just not being like a perfectionist about it all. Like, you don't have to stick to things religiously.
You don't have to be strict with it.
Do things that make you feel good.
And
if that means just like going for, you know, a walk in the morning and that's it, or just getting up and going to get a coffee, like making your coffee in bed, like, it's just doing something rather than like doing the things that you don't want to do. Like,
yeah.
I think it's just like instead of like adding things to your life, maybe it's like maybe start like removing things.
Creating a void.
Then you'll feel bored and you'll be like, well, what am I meant to do? That's when you're like, well, maybe I'll go for a walk. Maybe I'll listen to a podcast. Maybe I'll meditate or journal. Because when you remove things like your phone, TV, like, that you do feel bored because we're just so like getting those dopamine hits.
Being around a group of people that it's like, actually, I don't have to go and do that.
Yeah, being able to say no and not feeling bad, not because no, I don't like you. It's no, I just don't, our values don't match up right now.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with your personality or you because I still like you. It's just that it doesn't align with what I set myself up for this
right now
week or this day. Like, it almost sets me back.
Yeah. You have to set some healthy boundaries. And like I always say, if people are triggered by that, then that's just proof you've given them way too much of your availability, and they, yeah, it's a them problem, not a you problem. You need to focus on yourself. But something we were talking about also with when you do implement a healthy habit over something that you'd probably just fall back into comfortably is rewarding your own positive behavior, whether that's like, okay,
constantly rewarding yourself.
I'm going to go for a walk, and my treat for doing that for myself is to get a coffee at the end of the walk. Because then it's like, you know what? I got up, I did the thing, I deserve that coffee. And not that you don't deserve the coffee. You can get up and go get a coffee and walk home just again.
It doesn't feel the same, you know?
Yeah, but like, it's just, it's creating those things that are going to make you, or it might be, I know a lot of people are like, I'm going to buy myself some new activewear because I've, you know, gone to the gym this many times, or it'll help me, it'll help motivate me. Like, you've got to find the things that actually are reinforcing that positive behavior, and you don't have to be a fucking bitch to yourself about the fact that you're choosing hard, healthy habits. It's like, you should be like, fuck yeah, I'm so proud of myself, and I deserve this, and I'm prioritizing this, and this is like a huge self-care thing. And whether that's feeding your mind or your body or your soul, like, it doesn't have to always be about thrashing yourself in a gym. It's like, I've started to learn more by listening to podcasts I normally wouldn't listen to, because I know for me, I can't listen to like podcasts about fucking celebrities and drama, and I'm just like, every now and then it's like funny, but if I'm gonna sit there and actually let myself consume something. And podcasts, like, you take a lot in, even if you're not really listening.
Yeah.
It's like, I want it to be educational. I want it to be inspirational. And I don't want to waste my energy on things that don't make me feel good. And that could be another thing that you don't realize. The stuff that you listen to or the books that you read, or, like, sometimes you think the healthy habits, you're doing that because you're not on your phone, but it's like, is that actually making you feel good either? The TV shows you're watching on Netflix, like, I've been watching the latest season of Selling Sunset, and I'm just like, I'm just addicted to it. But, like, does it make me feel good after watching an episode? No, there's so much drama and negativity, and it's just like, this is not good for my soul.
Yeah, you're going to be, like, completely honest with yourself. Like, does this make me feel good, or is it addictive?
Yeah.
Because you know when it's addictive, when you do it and when you finished, it's a good feeling in the moment that you almost feel like you're numbing out, like, I'm relaxing. And then it's like, as soon as you stop, you've got no motivation. Like, how am I even going to get up off this couch? Like, this seems impossible.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that anyone that clicks on this video, on this podcast, is already in the mindset of, like, I want to create better habits.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be, like, totally honest. It is hard to create new habits.
Mm-hmm.
The habits that your brain just wants to do whatever's easiest and what's regular to it.
Yes.
Like, for example, brushing your teeth. We don't think when we brush our teeth anymore. When we were little, it was like, oh, I don't want to do it. And now it's like, you just do it.
It feels weird to not do it.
It feels weird to not do it. And then, like, so for the first couple of months or whatever, you just got to not be perfect and just do your best, because it is going to be hard to change 20, 24, 25 years, like, if you're our age, years of habit.
Of conditioning.
Like,
and,
we've been conditioned to, like, you know, scroll on our phones and just do other things. And, like, getting up and going for a walk or going to the gym, choosing better food options, like, that all takes, like, a conscious effort. Like, you don't think. If you're in the cupboard and you grab a bag of chips, it's almost like you didn't think. It's just a habit. But then looking at the healthy food, you're like, what can I make with this? Or, like, how can I... will this even be good? Like, am I going to... like, you just think and you mull over it. It's not a habit yet. And the more that you solidify it, you have to do it every single day to solidify a habit. And you also need a reward for that habit. Like, the phone gives us the dopamine hit. That's our reward for doing it.
Yeah.
Like, every habit we have has a reward.
Remember what you said yesterday also about choosing to do these hard things or the healthy habits? That's not normal.
Yeah.
Like, we've been raised to just do the bare minimum and, like, just, you know, it's not normal to get up at 5 a.m.
No, it's not normal to eat normal food. You're on a diet. If you're seen choosing natural whole foods, like, everything's from the earth, like vegetables, fruit, meat, whatever, you're like, ooh, you're on a diet. But you don't see someone eating, like, a meat pie and be like, oh, you're trying to get high cholesterol, are you? Like, you don't ever comment on, like, you want a high cholesterol diet. Like,
literally.
Like, the meat pie is normal and the salad's not a diet.
Yeah.
Exercise is like, oh, you're a bit of a fitness freak. It's like, no, you probably should just move your body every day. Like, that's what we're built for. Like, I wouldn't walk past someone lying on the couch being like, oh, you're doing the old lying on the couch challenge, are we? Like, it's a bit abnormal.
We wouldn't say that, but people love to throw their two cents in on when someone's actually choosing to better themselves.
Yeah, and what gets people down. Like, I have had a lot of comments based on, like, healthy things that I'm doing, good for my well-being, my body, and I've been commented on to make me feel belittled. And I know I'm, like, strong enough to know that it's a projection of their own insecurity. But if I wasn't strong, I'd be, like, embarrassed. I'd be, well, I'm not going to go put my activewear on, or I'll go do a workout in my room secret, like I'm embarrassed to like work out, but because I'm, like, that way inclined anymore, I'm quite confident with promoting it. But people do try and bring you down.
They fucking do.
A terrible feeling, and I can see why people can be embarrassed to or scared to start new habits, because people comment on it.
Mm.
People that probably want to do it but are too scared themselves.
Yeah. And that can be, yeah, obviously a big thing that holds you back. And that's when it comes down to taking a check of your surroundings. And I very much emphasise this in last week's episode, is if people are fucking with your energy, get the fuck away from them, because you have that choice no matter who they are in your life. And you have to just block out the external noise. Like, if you want something enough, you have to seriously block everything else out, because nothing else matters at the end of the day. Like, you have you and that's all you've got sometimes. And you want to be able to have such a strong relationship with yourself that no one else can fuck with that. And yeah, like, I just think that if you're going to leave room for people to make those comments or judgments and project their insecurity onto you, and for enough for you to not do it, then, like, I know that's something you need to check yourself for, because that's, like, you can call someone out on that, or you can choose to ignore it and use it as motivation to be like, yeah, well, fucking watch me, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just, I find that really sad that you experience that, because you're doing something so good for yourself and to motivate and inspire other people, and they just look at it like,
phew. Yeah.
And it's like, fuck off.
Yeah, I'm lucky that I'm strong-minded, that it actually just makes me more motivated to do what I want to do. But, like, yeah, I definitely experience it every now and again. A little tip.
Yes.
For trying to figure out, like, some people might know deep down they want to change something, or they know they're not living to their fullest potential, but not really sure what they need to do to get there. And everyone's different. Like, I'm not saying that there's, like, one special routine that's going to give you the best life, or, like, I'm not saying that, like, going to the gym is going to be part of that routine, or, like, going for walks. Like, some people be like, walking not for me, gym not for me.
Yeah,
it's no one's got the same routine. It's
there's
just
no magic potion. No. Either
it's a tip I would say is write down your perfect day, your perfect morning.
Yes.
If you could live that morning every day, what would it look like? And everyone's would be different, but I'm sure everyone's would be like, I want to wake up feeling energized, and I want to go and do X, Y, and Z that I love. So someone might be like, oh, I really would love to watch the sunrise, or I'd love to go get a coffee, or I'd love to just read in the morning, like, uninterrupted. I don't know. There's just so many different things. But I think most people want to, like, move their body, have, you know, a good breakfast, and maybe do, I don't know.
I even think, sort of, like, thing, like, a luxury is to have a slow morning routine.
Yeah.
And people, you know, use the excuse of, like, oh, I can't get up early, I haven't got time in the day to do this XYZ before work. Like, that's a huge one. It's like, just creating a habit with yourself to go to bed earlier, to wake up earlier, so that you have that time. It's such a sacred time of the morning to fill up your own cup and do your own thing, especially if you live with other people, and you have to then, like, especially little people, and you have to show up for them. Like, you have to have shown up for yourself first.
Yeah, 100%. Otherwise, you can't fill anyone else's cup if your cup's empty.
Yeah.
I was really struggling. I knew what I wanted in the mornings, and I really wanted to do yoga, but I didn't want to get rid of my walk, because my walk was, like, I love the walk. But I was already getting up at 7:30 to go to my walk, and I thought, even working up at 7:30, it was hard for me at the time. And I was like, well, I'll just do, like, a 15-minute yoga, or 10 minutes, just a little bit. But I was like, I'm going to have to get up at 6. And I was trying to get up at 6, and I'm like, oh, like, this is so hard. And I was reading a book called Miracle Morning.
Yeah.
And the one thing I remember from it is, like, because he had, like, this morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
To get up early in the morning, his tactic was to visualize yourself waking up energized.
Wow.
So while I was lying in bed, I was, like, visualizing the next day. I was like visualizing myself in my bed, my eyes waking up and being like, oh, I've got so much energy. I'm going to get up. And I visualized myself, like, getting up, getting changed, going to my room, doing yoga, finishing. I would visualize the whole morning to how exactly like I wanted it to be, like the perfect morning. And it really did help.
Mm.
Like it was almost gave me motivation to do it. But I feel like visualizing your perfect morning, if you really struggle to get up, really helped. And like I just visualized like what feeling I was going to feel, and I went to sleep feeling that.
Wow.
And I would 100% try that if you struggle, if you wake up half asleep. And another thing you like need to remind yourself is like, what was it? Follow the plan, not your mood.
Yeah.
So whatever you planned in your conscious mind when you were fully conscious
and making this, yes, making I'm going to do decision, this.
Yeah. You need to stick to that plan, not what your mood feels like in the morning, because 9 times out of 10 you want to go back to sleep and mm-hmm. you go off that mood, be like, no, I'm sticking to the mood where my best interest was
at the time I planned. Yeah. And for me, a way I plan my morning routine out is I actually put it all in my calendar.
Mm.
And I'm not checking my phone and my calendar in the morning, but the fact is that I've written out between 5 and 6 I wake up and I journal or whatever I do, and then I walk to the beach and then I do a cold dip and then I come home and make my breakfast. Like having it time stamped for me in my calendar not only is like then helping me plan the rest of my day, but I've sat there and planned it out, so in the morning without actually needing the calendar reminder I know what I'm meant to be doing. Yeah, and
that's a really good idea.
And then you've got that visualization in your head of like, well, my day when it gets to 9 a.m. and I'm walking into work or walking into a meeting, I haven't actually followed my plan for the day, and I'm gonna already feel guilty or feel like not my best self because I didn't do anything. I just clicked snooze and didn't do any of it.
Mm.
And it's like it shifts your whole energy. Yeah. So putting it in your calendar and blocking out that time in the morning, whether it's just like, you know, like you don't have to go and do all the fucking things either. Mm. Like you don't, like Chelsea and I obviously really prioritize our morning routine and have a lot of things that we want to get done before we go to work for the day. But if it's just one thing you change in your morning, just whether that's waking up a bit earlier that you have time to read a page of your bloody book, or like just waking up and, you know, making a coffee and having it in bed, like yeah. anything that just slowly starts you shifting to get to like enough motivation to get up and then do the next thing and the next thing.
So important to realize, do not compare yourself to people that have been slowly grinding away at these things, like, you know,
for years.
And like, you just don't, we would never make this sort of podcast 7 years ago.
Nah.
If we did, we'd be like where whoever's listening to this now at their start of their journey would be where you are now. Like we,
yeah.
the only reason you hear all this information about how to have the perfect morning or how to live a really like wholesome day is because these people that are talking about it and promoting it have been doing it for so long.
Most of the time, you know that you're just going to, I don't even know half the time if I feel actually good from doing the thing, or I feel good because I feel proud of myself for doing the thing.
Well,
I think the pride almost overrides.
It's all your happy hormones have been released.
Yeah.
So yeah, you feel proud, but it's because you.
Well, I know your hormones. Obviously that. But like, it's a combination for me.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, you've ticked something off for your day.
Mm.
And like, that's the thing. This is what we're just trying to say is like, having accountability to set yourself a small task, small goal. And tick it off. Mm. And the more, then eventually you can add more and more and it becomes so much more easy. But don't be so hard on yourself, but having to start small, like small habits create big impact. Moral of today's episode is that you need to write out your plan and you need to focus on executing that without the overriding mood in the moment holding you back.
Yeah.
And stopping you from actually executing. And, yeah, finding the things that you feel good doing and letting go of the things that don't make you feel good.
Mm.
Making peace with that.
writing out your perfect day,
yes.
writing out who you want to be,
yes.
looking at what you do in life and do they match up? If they don't match up, then
something needs to change.
Something needs to go. The quote on my phone is perfect for this. This is what I put on my screen saver to remind myself. Her entire life led to the moment when she said, "This is the life I want," and she never again wasted time on anything that wasn't that.
That's a great quote to finish. And I think even if you need a vision board as well to help with your little dream day life, putting it all on a vision board, and that just, you look at that and you think, if someone else has achieved this or someone else can do it, so can I.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to add in that I wanted to say like way earlier.
Yeah.
That keeping ourselves accountable, and maybe you don't have friends that are on the same journey as you. Like sometimes you can feel like if you like send your friends videos of you doing stuff, you don't want to like rub it in their face, or like, you know, a lot of people can get a bit offended when you're like sending them too much of what you're doing.
True. Triggered.
And unless you've got friends that align with that and love to hear what you're doing and love to share what they're doing, don't be afraid to post what you want to post on Instagram as your accountability. Like for years I wanted to post what I was doing, but I was so scared people were going to be like, does she think she's an influencer? Like, why do we care?
Yeah, you are.
If you want to, I give you full permission to put me into your close friends. Me and Alyssa, surely.
Obviously.
Post Please. You going on a walk, just a fucking picture of your legs walking, like, yeah. or just a picture of whatever's in front of you, like whatever you want to do. You wanted to meditate in the morning, take a picture of you meditating and put on your close friends, and me and Alyssa can respond like, yeah. well done, girl.
Like, should we just make this little challenge?
Yeah, like that's why I really want to like make, like, because how many people want, like we said this, you don't do it for validation, but sometimes getting a little moment of like, well done, or like, oh, I do the same thing as you, how good is it? It's good to connect with Definitely. People, like otherwise it can get lonely. And
if you share yeah. if you are sharing that you're doing it, you're actually probably going to just open, like, you're some people are so conscious of offending the wrong person, but it's like, that's your actual portal to find the right person that's going to react and feel motivated and be like, oh my god, I was out there this morning too. Like, oh, I might see you on my walk tomorrow. Yeah. Like, you don't realize how many people are doing it as well who are also just not sharing it. But, like, it's a safe space.
Yeah. You need to make social media more of a tool rather than a bloody highlight reel. Like, yeah. or just, you know, just a stalking platform. Like, I don't post anything. I just see what everyone else is doing. Like, start posting what you, like, yeah. your life.
Share your life. You've only got it once, so fucking live it up. And please do tag Chelsea and I this following week and share. Let's be accountable. We'll check in and make sure that we're doing our things. And hopefully that inspires you to try something new. Go and find a new gym, a new hobby, sport, activity.
You might inspire someone.
Yeah.
I'm sure people who have been sitting on their houses being like, oh, I really want to do this. And then they see someone like them that they relate to post them going and doing a cold dip. And they're like, well, if she can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to message. They could even be like,
can I come
when,
with you?
Yeah, when yeah. is this on again? I want to come. Like, I'm... It's happened. I know so many people that are like, oh, well, if she can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
You might give someone the confidence to go and do it.
Yeah. And isn't that just so empowering?
Yeah.